Welcome to NFP for Life with Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberg.
You need to be able to educate yourself to understand what the Catholic Church teaches.
We need to understand our gifts and our abilities, and it's really about fertility awareness and responsible parenthood.
Dr. Ruppersberger is a board-certified OBGYN with an NFP-only practice in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. He and his wife, Betty, are both certified natural family planning instructors for the Family Life Office of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia.
God so wanted us to know the meaning and purpose of existence that he built it right into us.
A chaste lifestyle means joy and freedom.
If we promote it and promote it effectively, we will change the way people think about natural family planning.
It's a new journey in our faith.
And now, here are your hosts, Dr. Les and Betty Ruppersberger.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to our program, NFP for Life. I'm Dr. Les Ruppersberger, and I'm here with my lovely wife.
Hi, this is Betty Ruppersberger.
And we're bringing you our program. We have an interesting program for you today with a couple of guest call-in speakers. But as always, I would like to have Betty open with a prayer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you, God, for the wonderful gift of fertility. Bless us with knowledge and understanding of this gift as we live from day to day with a desire to please you. Be with us in the special times when we rejoice in our love and the sacrament of marriage. Help us to understand your plan for us and show us how to be responsible parents. In you we will put our trust. We ask this through Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we're divided our program into two halves today. The first half, we're going to talk about the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network, and what better place and what better venue to talk about this amazing and wonderful organization, which now is somewhere in the neighborhood of about 15 years old. As you all know, we've been broadcasting here, Betty and I, for the last 14 years, so almost about the same length of time the network has been in existence. And our program is called NFP for Life. And so the topics and the stories that come from today's program will revolve around natural family planning and will revolve around marriage prep and how we can better promote natural family planning in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. I can tell you that we've had an amazing experience with some really, really dedicated people over the last 15 years. Our first guest will be George Finnan, who was one of the original founders of the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network. And when George calls in, he's going to talk a little bit about how he became involved and what his history is of being an instructor and a little bit about the history. But before we get to George, I'd like to just tell you about some of the other people who have dedicated their time, talent, and treasure to making the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network a success. Our current executive committee consists of Michael Castagno. We also have Father John Gaben. We have Sister Sheila Galligan. We have Monsignor Sam Shoemaker. We have Chris Meredith. We have George Finnan, and we have myself. And they have been pretty much the mainstay of the executive committee for about the past 6 years. Over the years, we've had multiple other members of the committee. And I just want to have Betty read for you the mission statement that was originally designed in the bylaws of the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network.
And our mission statement is, we are a network of persons dedicated to the promotion of natural family planning. Our mission is to explain its practice, its effectiveness, its benefits, and its underlying moral principles as understood and taught by the Catholic Church. Since NFP is in accord with God's order of creation, we believe couples that practice NFP have stronger, healthier, and more permanent marriages, and we encourage all couples to consider NFP.
So one of the purposes of the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network is to help people understand God's plan for human sexuality, to spread awareness of natural family planning and facilitate the spread of NFP training. We try to do this through conferences, through our newsletter, through our website, and through advertising. And our most significant activity over the past 11 years has been an annual conference, and we've had some amazing conferences, sometimes with up to as many as 100 attendees, with some amazing, very, very big, high-powered, big-name speakers over the years, with really huge, successful programs on many, many topics. And these conferences have been always supported by St. Mary Medical Center and the Philadelphia Guild of the Catholic Medical Association. So with that as a little bit of a stepping-off point, we'll bring on George Finnan. Good afternoon, George. Are you there?
I am here, Les.
Welcome, George.
Thank you.
Hi, George.
Nice to be on with you.
Appreciate the opportunity for you to take some time from your busy schedule. And just wanted to have you tell us a little bit about the history of the beginning of the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network. I know that you were very involved in the beginning and very instrumental and have been basically the axle upon which the wheel of PNFPN has been turning for the last 15 years. So that's why I wanted to have you come on. So tell us a little bit about who you and Eileen are and how long you've been married and how long you've been teaching NFP, and then you can get into a little bit more of the history of the network.
Okay. Anyway, I'd like to thank you for giving me this assignment because I enjoyed it. I have the minutes of the NFP or PNFPN from the beginning, so it was great going through it again to see how we grew. And for the information, Eileen and I have been married 47 years. We've been teaching natural family planning for the Archdiocese for somewhere over 30 years. I lost count. And we have three children, all conceived using natural methods. In fact, we started our married life using natural family planning, which was 2 years before Humanae Vitae came out. So we really believe the church is teaching, and we've been living it, and it's really helped our marriage. And since we've been teaching couples, we see the joy in a lot of couples that we teach. Once they get it and understand the benefits of it, it's been wonderful.
So how did you conceive with the idea of getting a network of natural planning supporters? Now that you started your marriage this way, you were around when Humanae Vitae was written by Paul VI in 68. You embraced that, and then what happened? Oh, maybe 15 or so years ago that made you decide we need to do something more about this.
Okay, I have somewhere about a 5-minute dissertation. You can interrupt me if you want.
Okay, we have you till 4:30, and then we have Matt Pinto calling in. So
yep.
Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, my wife Eileen and I in 1998 had been teaching NFP for the Archdiocese for about 15 years, and at that time I started waking up early in the morning hours and thinking why few people outside of the ones we taught seem not to hear about the church's teaching on what can be termed birth regulation, as it's called in Humanae Vitae. Those days were not a whole lot different than these days, but of those couples we taught, we never saw them again. So I was struggling, thinking how to make visible some of the people who knew of and supported natural family planning, and also to find out ways that they promoted it and how we could get what we called the good news of NFP out to a broader audience. So at one point I came up with the idea and the title of Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network. However, I was working on a very demanding position at the time, and I couldn't really spend much time thinking about it. So I prayed to God to help me to do something. Well, shortly after I began praying, I met Barbara Rose, a nurse. And anyone meeting Barbara will hear about NFP. She is very pro-NFP, maybe more than I am. Anyway, she picked up my idea and started to run with it. She contacted several organizations in the Archdiocese and asked for support. We had an initial meeting with some people from the Catholic Medical Association, Pro-Life Union, the Archdiocesan Family Life Office, the Couple-to-Couple League, the Delaware Valley Council of Catholic Nurses, and the Catholic League. We decided that with the support, we could print brochures and distribute to the Catholic Medical Association members, and decided we should put out a quarterly newsletter. So some of the founding organizations and people attending donated funding, and we started paperwork to form a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And Barbara became our first president. In January 1999, we had a roaring $133.94 in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the first newsletter called Life Cycles was mailed in 1999 to about 21 addresses. We asked people to solicit others to join us. Later on, we started what we called road shows. We would ask one parish to host an information session on NFP and ask them to ask at least 10 surrounding parishes to invite people. We would have presentations by a physician, a priest, and a witness couple. Typically, we would see about a maximum of 10 people attending, so it really didn't go over that well. But by the June of 1999, we got up to 95 addresses on our newsletter and had completed our bylaws and decided to develop a website. In October of 2001, we got our 501c3 status. And then, Les, in 2002, I have Dr. Les Rupertsberger joined us. That's 11 years ago. So we had over 240 people on our mailing list at that time. And then on March the 15th, 2003, thanks to you, Les, we had our first conference at St. Mary Medical Center, and over 100 people attended that one. And since then, you already said that we've been having conferences every year. We typically have a minimum of 50 people and a maximum of over 110 people attending. And the last four conferences, we have audio recordings available on the pnfpn.org website. So I think it was around 2004 that you started the NFP for Life program on WISP radio. Am I close on that?
Yes.
Okay. And then in 2007, we had a business plan for promoting NFP throughout the Archdiocese, which we presented to Cardinal Rogali, and he was open to the idea. But all we needed was several tens of thousands of dollars to kick it off.
Which we weren't going to get, right?
Well, I'm still hoping.
Still hoping? Okay.
Right. So our yearly budget these days is typically a maximum of $3,000. So if we can only put it in a bank, how many years would that be before we could do something?
Yeah, about another 10.
At least. So anyway, it's a wish that we could act on the plan. And if anybody out there has lots of money, please send it our way.
Mm.
The best we've done, though, was purchase space on two billboards for 1 month. And that effect didn't result in any phone calls, and we never noticed a blip of interest on our website. So that didn't go over too well. So anyway, we kept growing, and this year our mailing list on our Life Cycles newsletter has grown to over 610 addresses. So I guess to sum it up, our main successes for the past six or so years has been our mailing of Life Cycles, our providing information on the PNFPN.org website, and our annual conferences. And as far as I'm concerned, our hope is that the efforts help promote the awareness of NFP in the Archdiocese, and there are a whole host of people who have been involved with us over the past 15 years. And I wish I really could let them all know how much I appreciate doing what they have done.
Well,
and I guess, unless you're going to have Matt on future plans?
Yes, after you, we will. But I think that you are letting them know right now, George, and that a lot of people that have been on our board before are listeners to our program. And our program will be archived at holyspiritradio.org, and it will be replayed this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. So anyone who misses today, we can email them and send them the link, and they can listen to the program again to your beginning story and your thanks to everybody that served on the board over all the years. And if anyone has a question for George, we are on live at 215-345-1570. And so while George is on the line, if you have any questions for him, feel free to give us a call, and we can chime in and let him respond. George, you've had a lot of hats on over all the years. So, I know that you're a humble man, and I know that you don't like talking about this a lot, but I'd like you to just give everybody a little bit of a flavor of some of the hats that you've worn with not only being the editor of Life Cycles and being the manager of the website and maintaining the mailing list and doing all of the mailing, including physically schlepping all the newsletters and all of the flyers to the Jenkintown post office box with the Pro-Life Union and all of the meetings and managing the bylaws and going out and manning the tables at all of the local events. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of that in your spare time?
You just did.
Well, not everything. I mean, you must. How many times a year do you go out? I mean, it's just amazing. Every time I go somewhere, you're there with a table, and tell people a little bit about what's on the table and what you talk to people about and some of the people you run into.
All right. Anyway, the biggest one I really enjoy, which is coming up again, and I'll be there, is the Stand Up for Life dinner, which is the end of this month, and. Again, the title of what we are was the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network. And what I enjoy doing is networking with people, meeting people who promote, use whatever it is to get the word out. And to me, it's just a joy. I do this. It's not that it's work. I do what I do, and I try to fade back into the background because what I'm about is promoting the good news of natural family planning and helping others to promote it. There was one other thing that I forgot to say, and we also work with the Family Life Office in helping on their promotional efforts. And one of the things we did do is start a speakers bureau, which Mike Castagno helped set up. And what that was for get speaking couples who go to pre-CANA programs where they didn't have someone who was adept at talking about NFP. So that was another thing. So essentially, and it's not that I'm humble, but I'm not a great public speaker, as most people would probably know. And I'm fairly good on one-on-one. So I try to get out and meet the public one-on-one.
And one thing about this Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network, George, is we promote all the methods. Is that correct?
Yeah. Anybody, when we say all the methods, there's a diocesan development program for natural family planning, and they certify different methods as to whether they're acceptable for within the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're all listed, and if we find anybody, we include them on the website. So right now, typically on our website, we list all the classes we know for the Philadelphia Archdiocesan program and the Creighton method. And if we find out about couple-to-couple league, I think there are two teachers in our area,
mm-hmm.
but they hardly ever contact me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, over the years, there's Family of the Americas. We've had at least one couple teaching that. And the BOMA, which is Billings Ovulation Method, and we had a couples over the years on that.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as I know of anybody, we put them up on the website. And one of the reasons for that is the idea behind the website is somebody wants to find out information on NFP in the Philadelphia area. If they do a Google search on NFP Philadelphia, they will typically end up with us being the first or second site to go to. And we list a whole bunch of information on it.
That's great.
Yep.
And, George, how does your wife, Eileen, feel about all this work that you're doing for NFP?
She loves it.
Yeah.
It keeps me out of her hair.
Well, she's also included. I notice that she shows up all the time with you.
Well, yeah, as much as we can, we try to do it together, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like at the Stand Up for Life dinner, typically... if she's there, both of us will be at the table to, I guess I got to tell you the joy I have there because there are so many supporting people come up, and anybody who's been there see a mob of people.
Mm-hmm.
And what I try to do is I have my elevator speech, as they say, and I have my 2 minutes to tell them everything we know about NFP.
Right.
But tell the audience that is listening right now, George, a little bit about what you have on the table. And I mean, you must have a trunk and a truck to have to bring all this stuff, because you take up one full table at all the venues, not just at our conference, not at just the Stand Up for Life dinner, but many times that the Archdiocese is having conferences. You get a table, you show up, you go out there, you set it up, and you spend the day talking to people, spreading the word, networking, as you say. But tell them a little bit about what's on the table. And I want you to emphasize a little bit about the fact that you've done a really, really nice glossy brochure that has been spread around on natural family planning over the years, that has been modified and updated and printed up, and just keeping the word out there.
Okay. Anyway, the idea for the information table is there are a lot of people, as I say, don't know an awful lot about natural family planning, where to go to find out about it, and whatever else. So I just drag a whole bunch of books which are available. There's a wonderful company called One More Soul out in Ohio, and if you look One More Soul on a Google search, you'll find them, and they do 100% of books, tapes, CDs, and anything on information on natural family planning. So I just have a whole display of some of the books that are available through them, and somebody comes up, and I typically what I do is I stand there, and if they look for over 15 seconds, then I jump in and start explaining things to them.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the brochure is concerned, the idea on that, as I said earlier, the idea originally was to have it for physicians and Catholic Medical Association. But since then, we have it at all the conferences and whatnot, and I've given them out to high school teachers, typically theology or something like that, if they want. And a lot of priests will come up and take a handful of them. Another thing I enjoy meeting at the Stand Up for Life dinner is the seminarians. They always have a pile of seminarians. So I introduce them to what's available to help them when they get into the priestly ministry, so that they have some resources to fall back on. The idea sort of is where do you go in the Archdiocese when somebody asks you, where do I find out information on natural family planning? So the idea is we have resources, and if people contact us, I can get information to them on how they can find more for themselves.
Well, the answer to that question, where do I go to find out information, is to call or look up the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network, because, George, you maintain that information for us, and it's a great gift to this archdiocese that you're able to do that, because you have more resources and more contacts than the Archdiocese has at this point. And we really are blessed to have you. And where in the future, George, where would you like to see natural family planning go, the mission of all of this?
Well, I think I'm happy with what I'm hearing with what Matt Pinto is doing to start up things. So
mm-hmm.
I hope to, if they're willing, I'll be on the board to give advice or whatever. But I got to tell you, one of my biggest things is next year I will be 75 years old.
Mm.
Okay, I realize that I'm getting older, so I have to start fading out so others can take over.
Mm-hmm.
So my plan is slow fade out.
Mm-hmm.
My hope is I will fade away. People will try to remember, who was that guy?
They won't forget you, George. I promise.
I have a hard time having people, you know, think I do that much, because the other way to put this is I'm a techie. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I enjoy doing computer work, and the website is computer work. The mailing lists and everything are computer work. And through Les and other people, I find the girl who does our life cycles, Renee Primich.
Mm-hmm.
Les found her. So, again, it's network, network, network. And one of the my thoughts on it on the beginnings of starting the PNFPN was I can only do so much by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But within a network, if you get people communicating one another, you get all kinds of information. Because one of the things, like with Les, when he sets up the conferences, and by the way, Les, I have to thank you immensely for doing conferences over these years. You have really good speakers to draw people in, but I love to stand outside and people wander in and out, and I watch them talking, and they're sharing information on what NFP means to them and how to do promotional efforts and whatever. So it's, to me, it's more about networking than it is about me.
Mm.
I just provide the tools and people do what they do.
Right.
But the other thing that you've done over the years that the network has been in existence, George, is that you've maintained a continuity of awareness of keeping the word out, no matter how quiet the whisper was or how loud the shout was from a bulletin board that was, I thought, magnificent and beautiful and a great idea, but we just didn't know how to market it and use it to promote. To the business plan that still is a plan that can be effective and be used to promote. And so everything takes a little bit of time, and we know that such a small percentage of people in our culture use natural family planning, but the people that do, they need to have some place to go. And in Philadelphia, this network has been pretty much the place to go. So I can't thank you and Eileen enough for all the time, talent, and treasure that you've given over the years with all the work that you've done as an unsung hero and one of the founders and the pioneers of creating this network. And your fade out, your five-year plan is not going to be a five-year plan. It's going to have to be a 10-year plan because we're going to have to keep you around for some support and some information until you're 80. And then maybe we'll let you go, but it may not be as busy, but you have too much background and too much information and too much of the story, and maybe you ought to write it up sometime, and we can have a special edition of some sort of a printout or something that we can send out, or at least make it available here on the radio station. Any final thoughts that you have before we let you go? About anything that you'd like to say about the network, or if you want to specifically thank people that you've been most appreciative of, feel free to take this time to do it.
The list would be too long, and I don't want to miss anybody. So I just, so many people out there, including just married couples who are using natural family planning, who talk to relatives. Eileen and I are still teaching, and I love to hear where people found out about natural family planning. And these days, the highest percentage are from pre-Cana sessions and relatives and priests.
Mm.
And I just thank all those people out there who one-on-one network, telling the local neighbors or whoever it is that there is such a thing as NFP, and it's wonderful and it works.
Right.
Well, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, as always, George, you just led us into a segue because we just got a message that Matt Pinto's on hold on the other line, and you just mentioned pre-Cana, and that's what he's going to be talking about. So thanks so much for your time, and thanks so much for all your effort, and we will keep you posted and keep you and Eileen in our prayers, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, George, for everything that you do. We really appreciate it. I want to give you a great applause, but I don't think anybody can appreciate that.
Anyway, thank you also for yourselves and all you do.
You're more than welcome. Take care and give our best to Eileen.
Okay, God bless.
All right, thanks.
And for our listeners out there, if anybody would like to call in, have any questions or comments about natural family planning and the Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network or Pre-Cana, give us a call at 215-345-1570. And give us your thoughts. Well, hello. Do we have Matt Pinto on the other line?
Hello, Betty. Yes.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for joining us.
Well, welcome to NFP for Life. We're honored to have you here today.
Well, it's great to be with you.
I don't know how much of what you heard with George, but his last final comments were that one of his fondest wishes was to find out from people that use natural family planning where they heard about it. And one of the things that he mentioned was marriage prep. And so one of the things that we wanted you to join us in a conversation about was the marriage prep programs in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. But before we jump off on that, how about if you tell us a little bit about yourself and your marriage and your children, and give them all a little plug, and give our audience a little bit of an update of who Matt Pinto is.
Sure. I was raised in a Catholic home, although we were not quite culturally Catholic. We did practice, but it wasn't as vigorous as I think maybe the Lord would want, and many families are more energetic about it nowadays. And I was ripe for the picking, and I almost left the church about 25 years or so ago after getting kind of convinced by a non-Catholic Christian about some things. And but then before I left, I decided, I need to learn more. And I began about 25 years ago reading and listening and to tapes and books about Catholicism, and the rest is history. I simply couldn't believe, Les and Betty, what I had heard. And so about 23 years or so ago, I began the work of Catholic apostolic work, first working for Catholic Answers, and then I started Envoy magazine with a gentleman named Patrick Madrid. That was back in 1996. I then wrote a book called Did Adam and Eve Have Belly Buttons, which became very, very popular, and it was there that I set up Ascension Press to publish the book. And now, 15 years later, and a staff of in the general area of about 45 people, Ascension Press, we get to do some fabulous work. I feel blessed to do this work. Our focus now is less on books than it is on learning systems, one of which is marriage preparation, which we employ in about 30 or so dioceses across the country, including here in Philadelphia. And it's been a great, exciting ministry, marriage preparation, within the publishing umbrella of Ascension Press.
And how about wife and children?
Oh yes, them too.
Oh, yes, them too. When you're not doing the 35 hats that you're wearing every day.
And much to my lovely wife and patient wife's chagrin. My wife and I have been married for almost 20 years. Mary Ann, I met her in California at a young adult group. And we really have had just a blessed and beautiful marriage, not without its bumps and bruises, as I think many and most marriages experience. But it's those bumps and bruises that have really been a powerful witness to the couples that we work with in marriage preparation. So my wife and I have 6 children. I grew up in a big family and wanted a big family, and she was an only child, and she wanted a big family. And so a big family, or a bigger family, we have. We have 5 boys, and then we had a girl, and the likely question that everyone asks is, no, we were not going for the girl. We were going for crazy, but in the good sense. Those of us who have big families know that it's really one of the best-kept secrets out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have children ages 16 down to 4, and we are just having so much fun with our 4-year-old girl, our first girl, and life is good.
That's beautiful. And, it's always those unexpected pregnancies that really knock your socks off, isn't it? Those final kids, or those ones at the end, towards the end of the line anyway.
Yes.
It is kind of awesome.
No doubt. And, it's always fun to tell this. We actually, my wife being an only child, and for some reason she's very patient, and she held off in learning the gender with all 6 children. And so we found out that we had a girl in the delivery room. And
wow.
Those phone calls were so much fun. People were in tears. It was just great fun.
That's beautiful.
So tell us a little bit about, I know that you recently became involved, I guess for lack of a better phrase, in taking over or coordinating the marriage prep programs for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. So tell us a little bit about that transition and currently what program you're actually using in those 30 dioceses throughout the United States, and how it's responded to, and then we'll segue into a little bit about, I know one of the talks or one of the modules of the program is natural family planning and how that would be a natural progression or venue or place to be able to promote natural family planning. But talk a little bit about that program and that.
Sure. I can. About a year and a half or so ago, as some of you may know, the Archdiocese, due to some financial challenges, had to have a sizing down of staff. A very fine man in the Archdiocese named Dominic Lombardi, with whom I had worked with in various capacities in the past, had passed on that in light of some of these cutbacks, which unfortunately affected him and others, he was very gracious. He said to certain people at the diocese, you may want to turn to Ascension Press. We had been doing marriage preparation here in Philadelphia for about 4 or 5 years prior to that. And Dominic, you know, despite a very difficult time, was very gracious in that regard, along with Ann Kashut. And so we were asked by the diocese to really oversee all of marriage preparation. And we moved fairly expeditiously to get things up and running. And Betty and Les, things have really, really gone very, very well in the past year. Just one little anecdote. In the previous year, 525 couples had gone through the program with the diocese. And in our first year, which is this year, 2013, about 950 have gone through. So from 525 to about 950. And the response from the pastors, the response from the couples, really has been very, very strong. We added a life skills component about 6 months ago that had been in the works for a number of years, but finally got released. And although the majority of the couples who are coming to the Archdiocese for marriage preparation have a faith that it's safe to say would be in need of nourishment, about only 25% are attending Mass on some type of regular basis. And the message is very challenging, although delivered with pastoral sensitivity, it's a very challenging message. We really receive a lot of favorable response, despite the countercultural message, despite the message that is challenging their very mores. They're hearing the reasonableness of Catholic teaching, because one characteristic of this particular program, at least the sacramentality portion of it versus the life skills, is that we get an opportunity to deliver 5 talks just on sacramentality and sexuality. In other words, what it means to be man and woman, what you're saying I do too. And those 5 talks, in many ways, Les and Betty, are a real difference maker in softening the crowd to then hear the natural family planning message. And I'll close on this point. Throughout the country, there are a number of dioceses, I think it's 9 at this point, require a full course in natural family planning for couples, engaged couples, and that is a very good thing. However, if those same dioceses do not first give the couples a strong apologetic on why the Church teaches as she does, why the Church embraces this beautiful unbroken tradition, then in many ways the natural family planning course requirement really becomes a real heavy and in many ways a burden that the couples are mentally fighting. However, if they first hear the compelling case on what in its deepest meanings the conjugal union is and how it really speaks a language of truth and permanence and love, it really affects how they go into the NFP classes. And so we do have a final presentation, and I know 2 people, you two in particular, who do a great job, among others, in witnessing to the power of NFP. And the couples are receiving it. In fact, your ratings have been great each time you've come out.
So with this this kind of foundation and groundwork that's laid by the sacramentality talks, and you didn't mention, and I would like you to mention for the benefit of the audience who may not be aware, the name of the program and what its basis is, where it comes from, and who helped put that program together.
Yes. The program is called Joy-Filled Marriage, and it's been around for about 12 years. The history of it has a Philadelphia connection. It has 2 Philadelphia connections. One, the Archbishop of Philadelphia, Archbishop Chaput, when he was in Denver, he had asked a team of people, led by Christopher West, who's also in our region here, to, quote, revamp marriage preparation. And so they developed this program over about a year and a half's period of time. And one difference with this program than perhaps many others throughout the country, really, you know, many are doing a good job, is that the lens through which the entire program was created was from the theology of the body. In other words, very often in dioceses across the country, you'll have one or two presentations on sexuality or sacramentality, and they're sprinkled with theology of the body concepts. The difference is that the five talks, and then the natural family planning talk, the sixth talk, the five talks were created from the ground up through the lens of the theology of the body. So they're richly imbibed with that beautiful gift to humanity that Pope John Paul II gave the world back in the late 70s. And so Joyful Marriage is the name of the program. And if someone is interested in learning more, you can go to the Archdiocesan website and then, you know, drill down to the marriage preparation tab. Or you can look at phillymarriageprep.com. Forgive me for not knowing the URL here. I'll look it up while we're speaking. If you Google that, you'll likely be able to find it pretty easily.
So what would be the natural segue that when you're laying the groundwork for these couples in helping them establish an awareness of the sacramentality and the purpose of their union in this sacrament that they're about to receive, where this final talk, natural family planning, what should we be thinking about as far as having natural family planning available for them? Like, what would be the natural outgrowth of that? Because we just talked to George Finnan for about 25 minutes about a network that has been trying to maintain an awareness, a presence, a sound, if you will, of natural family planning for the last 15 years throughout the Archdiocese, because the awareness has been sporadic for a lot of different reasons, and people just aren't interested. But now you have a natural venue where you have every couple that wants to get married in the Archdiocese coming, being mandated essentially to come to these marriage prep classes, and a lot of them coming through, as you mentioned, 900 just in the first year. We only teach maybe 50 to 100 couples a year natural family planning through the Archdiocese. So what would be the natural continuation of this?
Good question. And in fact, a little anecdote can maybe begin to answer it. A friend of yours and mine, Mike and Lisanne Castagno, Mike just shared with me a few days or so ago that in the past few weeks he's instructed four couples, and three of them have come from one of the recent marriage preparations. We just began. We always give an NFP presentation, and then we hand out some materials, but we began about a month or so ago with a little bit more intentional way in which the couples can enroll in natural family planning. And so we anticipate that, that you know, with the Lord prompting the heart, building on some of the concepts that we share to these with these couples during you know, the marriage preparation sessions, that we're actually going to see an increase this year. And then there are also some initiatives that are coming up that I think maybe over the next month or two will be a good topic for you guys to discuss. And that is just some buttoned up, some more formalized, some more intentional messaging in the Archdiocese about natural family planning. And a team of people are joining together to really kind of take the NFP message to a different level here in Philadelphia to build the infrastructure of more teachers. And so I am hopeful that with the combination of just the marketing and messaging, the current entities and new entities will be doing combined with the strong catechesis that comes through the marriage preparation program, and there was a strong catechesis in the previous program as well, that that we will begin to see those numbers of 50 and 100 become 100 and 200. And the ultimate goal, I would say, Betty and Les, is that if we can build a network of instructors here in Philadelphia, if we can pinpoint a half dozen outlets in all the different counties and then really ramp up the marketing, that perhaps in time when the Archdiocese sees that the infrastructure is in place, that NFP may be a required part of marriage preparation, because as you and Betty know from your work in this field, and my wife Marianne and I know from the lived experience, but also from reading, I believe that natural family planning is one of literally, and this is not overdramatic, this is not melodramatic, is literally one of the saviors of mankind. God has built us in a certain way. It doesn't take rocket science to conclude that if we thwart that design, that we're going to open up Pandora's box. And I think we can look at the past 40 and 50 years of so many societal ills and see that at much of its root is the misuse of the sexual gift, including the almost universal embracing of contraception, which I think is not only contrary to God's will, but contrary to the very dignity of being a man and a woman. And so I am hopeful. In many ways, we are a voice crying in the wilderness, the work that you do and the work that we do. But we are seeing some hopeful signs, and with some organization, I believe we will see even more fruit being born.
One of the gifts that we've been blessed with as being host of this radio program, NFP for Life, is that Holy Spirit Radio has extended to us the opportunity to be able to continue to spread the message of natural family planning to anyone who's willing to listen. And quite frequently, wherever Betty and I travel, people will walk up to me and they said, I've never met you, but I recognize your voice from the radio program. And this happens to Betty quite frequently in the supermarket. It happens to her at different places that she goes. And she says, I recognize your voice. Are you on the radio? And so we've been trying to maintain, along with the efforts of the George Finnens and Eileen Finnens of the world and the NFP instructors like Michael and Lisa Ann Castagno, to hold on to that thread in the hopes that something like this, like marriage prep, being expanded through your efforts and through your promotion and your executive skills, the marriage prep programs being solidified. And just as a historical anecdote, I can tell you that prior to your coming into this venue with marriage prep, and that all of the parishes had the opportunity of just selecting whatever program they wanted to run in their parish. And of the 240-some parishes that are in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, there are maybe perhaps 50 or 60 that do their own NFP, their own marriage prep programs. And they've been kind of helter-skelter. They've been kind of not real well coordinated. And quite frequently, Betty and I get asked to go out and do talks on NFP because they don't have an NFP couple that will speak to NFP and talk to the couples. And sometimes it's well received and sometimes it's not. So I think that having this collaborative coordination, this entity, this network of being able to promote this both from a marriage prep point of view and an NFP point of view is going to be amazing.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I hope and think so. I just sent an email. I have to think who I sent it to maybe in the past hour. And I just made the comment to the person. And again, this is not hyperbole. I believe this. And you would have to deduce this if we believe that the devil exists. And basically, I communicated to the person, because we're doing a marriage preparation tonight in Westchester for about 50 couples. It'll continue into tomorrow. And I just shared that I believe the devil hates what we're doing, because really one of the crown jewels, I believe, that he has achieved is not only the coveted abortion demonic reality, but this more sublime error of contraception. And again, let me clarify for anyone who's listening. I don't say this from on high. I don't say this from holier than now. I say this from lived experience. I've been there, done that. I've seen and been, unfortunately, a part of that in different parts of my life. So none of this is said from on high. But I would be remiss if I didn't share with you guys, but more importantly, maybe with the audience beyond, that there really is, as St. Paul says, a more excellent way to approach life. And the natural family planning modality is one of them. the sublime things that happen to the hearts of men and women who live this life really just are you know, unique, profound, and golden.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with you, and I always say that even though everybody that is pro-life, and we'll be having the March for Life coming up again in January, but everyone that is pro-life always talks about, you know, fighting the battle against abortion. But the real battle is against contraception, which is at the root of the tree of abortion.
Yeah.
Because when people want to engage in this amazing intimacy that God has created for husband and wife outside of matrimony and outside of a covenantal commitment to each other, they decide that they don't want children as a result of that act, and they decide that they want to use contraception. And of course, all contraceptives have failures, and so their initial idea was they didn't want the child in the first place. So when the child comes about, they end up wanting to, quote unquote, get rid of the child, and that's where abortion comes from.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it is the root.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
And I think that natural family planning is the natural counter. A weapon, if you will, to combat that. If people wish to plan their families, they can plan their families with the tools that God gave them through their natural God-given biology. And so teaching that is, you know, the way to go.
Let me share an anecdote that we often, many of our presenters in Philadelphia use. It's a very clever analogy, and it speaks about the connection to, contraception to abortion. And it really also makes the case for why there might be a fundamental flaw with contraception. Very often I'll have the couples, the engaged couples, in front of me, and I'll say, how many of you have sent out your wedding invitations? And, you know, out of the 50 couples, maybe 8 have sent them out. And then I say, okay, how many of you have sent out your wedding disinvitations? Susie and Tommy are getting married on May 7th, and you are not invited to the wedding. And then you get a chuckle from the audience. It would be ridiculous to send out a disinvitation to one's wedding. And then we go on to say, well, in many ways, this is a little bit analogous to the difference between contraception and natural family planning. And so we then say, so what's the proper way to handle someone who you don't necessarily want to invite to the wedding? And the response is, well, you just don't send them an invitation at all. Then we go on to say, and I realize we're up against the clock a little bit, I then go on to say, well, imagine that you send a disinvitation to a particular person, and then they end up showing up anyhow at the wedding. You would be pretty peeved about that. Again, you already sent them a disinvitation, but they're showing up anyhow. This is the connection, the very close connection between contraception and abortion. The couple has already sent a disinvitation to the child. We are going to have sexual union, and you're not invited here. But then if the child shows up anyhow, it's but a short step to then deal with that, because the mentality behind abortion really very often is the same mentality behind contraception.
Absolutely. Well, with our final few moments that we have, Matt, how about, would it be worthwhile to put a shout out to anyone who may be interested in participating in learning how to do presentations for these marriage prep programs?
Yes, absolutely.
You want to throw that invitation out to anyone in our audience out there?
I do. And if you want to find out the Archdiocesan program, all you need to do is jump on Google and type Archdiocese of Philadelphia Marriage Preparation, and then it'll pull you up to the page where you can learn about the program. But if someone is interested in being perhaps one of the instructor facilitators to either our life skills component, which is really very engaging and fun, or the sacramentality sexuality component, by all means, you can get on that Philadelphia site and find a contact name, or you can send an email to Amy, A-M-Y, at Phila, the short version, Phila, P-H-I-L-A, Marriage Prep. Phila Marriage Prep, Amy at philamarriageprep.com, or you can Google my name, Matthew Pinto, and eventually you'll find the Ascension Press website, and you can send an email to me from there.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Matt, for joining us and giving us some of your valuable time. and the message that you're presenting and for all the hard work that you're doing for marriages and for natural family planning. We truly appreciate it, and you're another one of God's gifts, along with your wife and children, to the Archdiocese of Philadelphia for everything that you do, and we appreciate your contributions to our program today.
Great.
And
it
will be replayed again on Sunday if your kids want to listen on Sunday afternoon. If you want to keep them engaged for an hour at 2 o'clock, you can make them listen to Catholic Radio at Holy Spirit 1570, and they can listen to their dad on the program.
Very good, very
right.
good.
Take care.
All right, guys. God bless you.
All right, God bless. Have
God
a great
bless
weekend.
Bless you, too.
Okay, right, thanks. So there you have it, folks. Philadelphia Natural Family Planning Network is transitioning now over to where we're going relative to the message of natural family planning through marriage prep, and Matt is taking that over as far as marriage prep is concerned, and there will be a new entity that's going to evolve out of this whole project, and we'll keep you posted on that as we go forward and listen more to the message that is going to be presented through this program. Any final words or thoughts, Betty, on our conversation today?
I would ask our audience to keep us in prayer that we can spread this message of natural family planning to our married couples to enrich their marriages and to help this culture of life, you know, this culture of death turn around to a culture of life and love of family life, because our family lives are declining, and it's a sad scenario. So those loving people out there that care, I ask your prayers.
Two final thoughts. The Stand Up for Life dinner at the Sheraton next week, sponsored by the Pro-Life Union, next Sunday. Tickets are still available. It starts at 4:30. Go to the Pro-Life Union website. And the March for Life is coming up January 22nd. And tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at St. Ignatius Parish in Yardley, Father Philip Bachansky is coming to speak on God's plan for love and man, authentic Catholic Church teaching about same-sex attraction and chastity. The program is free. There's no registration that's necessary. Just show up, have a cup of coffee, and spend an hour listening to a really great speaker talk on a really great topic. We appreciate your tuning in. We appreciate, again, everything that everyone is doing for natural family planning and the opportunity that Holy Spirit Radio gives us. And Betty's going to close with a prayer to the Holy Spirit.
Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work, too, may be holy. Draw in heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, Holy Spirit, that I may always be holy. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, and stay tuned for us Sunday for an encore, and have a great weekend. God bless.
God bless.